I'm Asiye Namdar, the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Cuban officials have selected Raul Castro to replace his brother Fidel as president. The 81-year-old Fidel Castro, who is in poor health, is stepping down after nearly half a century in power. Raul Castro has been acting president since 2006. More deadly clashes in northern Iraq. Turkey's military reports at least 8 of its soldiers and 33 Kurdish rebels were killed today. The Turkish military began a ground operation against the rebels on Thursday. The PKK rebels have been launching cross-border attacks into Turkey. Iraq's government is calling on Turkey to pull troops out as soon as possible. There's word of a ceasefire in the African country of Uganda. The government comes to terms with rebels in the latest step to end an insurgency that's lasted more than 20 years. Africa's longest conflict involving the Lord's Resistance Army has killed thousands and displaced more than 1 million people. Thousands of Serbs protesting today in the divided city of Mitrovica in northern Kosovo. They're furious over the region's declaration of independence from Serbia. Demonstrators faced off with riot police as they tried to cross a bridge into the ethnic Albanian side of the city. And huge grass fires in West Texas have burned more than 5,000 acres so far. Fire officials say a transformer explosion started one of the larger ones, and power lines are to blame for another fire. Dry, windy conditions have fanned the flames, and at least 3 buildings have been damaged. Western Texas College in Snyder and a nearby nursing home have been evacuated. And the last-minute preps are in full swing for the ABS Annual Academy Awards. Atonement, There Will Be Blood, No Country for Old Men, Juno, and Michael Clayton are vying for Best Picture. And 21-year-old Ellen Page could make history if she wins the Oscar for Best Actress. She will be the youngest person ever to win that award. Page and her film Juno took home some major trophies on Saturday at the Independent Spirit Awards. And those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source online, on TV, or when you're on the go.